Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back.
Light them up one time.
A good time here. We are in Sugar Land. Let me make some noise. Let me hear you out here. Make some noise. There we go. We got a good crowd out here, and a good time is being had. Clap your damn hands. Leaving potatoes and stuff. We got a good crowd out here and having a good time. Come on out here and get some bugs. I still continue to see them roll through here, and a good time is being had. We're in Sugar Land. The Big Ben Tavern, come on out and enjoy yourself. And the party doesn't have to end at 6 o'clock. As we leave, the party will continue. TV's all over as we're watching Arkansas try really hard not to blow this lead against Oklahoma. But later on, you can see the Astros as they take on the Reds. You can see a nice slate of a doubleheader for the NBA tonight as the Thunder and the Nuggets play. And then before them, the Pacers and the Cavs play, which has been a very entertaining series with Tyrese Halliburton and his father. You think his father's trying to get on the court tonight? They're back home in Indiana. You think his dad trying to? Because I know he regrets going ahead and agreeing with that. Like, come on, man, it's been two games, y'all. I learned my lesson. Let me just stay in a tunnel. Can I just stand in a tunnel?
Hey, man, just put me in a suite, man.
Put me in a suite.
Put me in a suite.
Put me in a seat with a seatbelt. Strap me in. Strap me in. Hey, y'all got to put a code in me before I go out. But, no, it's TVs all over the place. You can come out here and have a good time. And remember, coming up, we do have one more gift card that we can give away, $25 gift card. And listen up. We are doing it as soon as this segment ends. When this segment ends. So if you have not filled your name out and put it in our raffle box, you might want to do that before this segment ends. All right. We appreciate you coming in and joining us and hanging out with us. All right, Clint. This to me will be the biggest story that we are looking at, Clint, for the summer for the Rockets, right? We have talked about what are they going to do in the offseason? What are the Rockets going to do? What are they going to add? What players are they? Are they going to add somebody that has a significant change? Are they going to lose somebody? And listen, to me, the most prominent names that we have heard talked about are Giannis and Kevin Durant. And I think both of them bring different thoughts, different potentials to this team, and I think both of them mean two different players that may no longer be on this roster that are part of the core. And I think it is a deal of, Clint, what would you rather have? What would you be more confident about? Would you be more confident about a potential of bringing Kevin Durant in, which I think would mean that you potentially would lose a Jalen Green, or would you be more confident in the thought of bringing in Giannis, who is a top three player in the league? I think him, Jokic, right now, hell, Luka was probably there before, but anyway, somewhere around, he is a top three player who's 30 years old that's much closer to the age of Şengün and Amen Thompson and Jabari Smith and that crew, as opposed to Kevin Durant, who's 37. What are you more comfortable with now, Clint, who is locked in here? Now, Clint, who do you – a lot of this comes down on who would you lose. Because if it is Kevin Durant, I think you lose Jalen Green. If it is Giannis, I think there's a strong possibility that you lose Alperen Şengün. I think you got to give up more to give up to get Giannis, and I think also the fits make sense in positions. Which deal would you feel more comfortable with? The Durant deal or the Giannis deal?
Durant deal. Give me Durant, Şengün, and I'm in Thompson moving forward. And I know it's a short term deal with Durant.
I was going to say how many good years? I bet Kevin's got two probably good years in it.
You give up less if he can give you mid to high 20s a game. You're getting what you want. You're getting your finisher. He's still up there with the best in the league in terms of finishers. During those 2 years, if Amen Thompson comes into his own, if Şengün continues to get better, you may end up with a one with those guys. If you don't, you move on from Durant and you go shopping again. I don't think that the Rockets in any way, shape, or form part ways with their 22-year-old all-star Şengün.
Text line coming in: Giannis for whoever but Amen Thompson.
You going after Giannis? You don't get the chance to go up there. Anybody but.
Well, listen. I would close the deal if they're asking for a Ben Thompson. If anybody is asking for a Ben Thompson, and it's not Anthony Edwards, it's not like and it's not Jokic. Anybody not asking for a Ben Thompson, I'm hanging up the phone. Like I think he is a perfect fit with whomever. I think you got to look at it in two ways. First off, I've seen people text this in. I don't think either thing is dumb, and I think everybody would have some sense of excitement no matter which way you go. I think there may be some disappointment if it's Şengün and he goes, but I think most people would have the excitement of, hold on, we got Giannis, we've got Amen Thompson, and we've got. Maybe Jalen Green, maybe some shooters around him. You feel better about that. I think the reverse. We got Kevin Durant, Şengün, and we got Amen Thompson. Do we add Fred as well? Like, I think most people would feel good about it. To me, I understand both. But I do think I would lean towards the Durant thing because I think it fits this team a little bit better. And I know and understand that I'm looking at 2 years versus 5 to 6 years of Giannis in his prime. But I just think you don't have to change a lot, Clint, about this crew. I don't think you have to change a lot. By the way, Oklahoma, Tyler, just hit a home run to take the lead over Arkansas.
No, it's a walk-off in the bottom of the seventh.
It's a walk-off. Oh, is that the game? It's a walk-off. We've just lost Clint.
Is there 9 innings in girls softball?
I don't think there is. I think you're right. I think it's over.
No, it's a walk-off.
It's a tough one. It's all right. But, anyway, someone texted in, Giannis is younger. I know. I understand that, and I understand the thought of it. I think when you bring in Giannis, I think there are more changes that you have to make overall with the team. You bring in Durant, I think he just fits and just makes life easier for everybody, and you add shooting that you desperately need, and you add more space for somebody like Şengün. I think with him out there, he spaces the floor. If you remember Şengün, they're just attacking him because they're like, here, Jalen Green, shoot. You know, here, everybody, here, Dylan Brooks, here, you shoot. I think you have enough toughness and defense behind him, and I think he's not Luka out there defensively. He's 7 foot tall that can get things. I don't know. I just someone texted in, Giannis can't shoot. How does that benefit us? Well, Giannis can do other things that he could benefit you. You would have to put more shooters around. That's why I'm saying I would go with Durant because I think it comes with less changes.
Well, that's key to me. I look at the Rockets and I think, what's the one thing they're missing? And to me, the one thing they're missing is a guy in crunch time, whatever that crunch time is, right? In crunch time that you can go to and you know if you get a good look, he's going to knock it down, right? And even if you don't, he's still going to knock it down. He's going to create the good look. And make that adjustment, give up as little as you can, keep this thing moving in the direction that we have, and I love it. Look, I wouldn't pass on Giannis. I'm not saying I'd pass on Giannis. I'm just, to me, Giannis changes everything you do in a big way.
And not saying it can't work, but it does.
I would prefer to build on what you have, bring in one assassin that can score at will, and see how you fare there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
No, yeah, I'm with you. Someone text in, maybe we get Cooper Flagg in the lottery. Yeah, that's a maybe. This is stuff that you can control. I'm good on Jimmy. I don't – like, to me, the dream is someone's text – the dream would be Devin Booker. I just think – I don't know if Phoenix is about trying to give that up. Like I don't know how much – and I know Phoenix wants their picks, but I don't know if Phoenix is about trying to give that up. I think that's a lot more difficult. He, to me, is young, is the shooter, is the guy that would make the most sense. But I don't know how much they would get up. And I feel like they would ask for – just, I don't think they just sit there saying, "Hey, we want Jalen Green in return," yeah. Right? Like, I don't. They might want Şengün, right?
Yeah, that's it's a tough conversation for me because I have no idea like the compensation in a trade like that. Obviously
Money has to match.
I don't know. I'm not up on all of that information and the money that is out there, but. You know, the picks that you have, you're giving them back their future ultimately.
Yep. And that counts with the money. That adds up to it.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems to me like the more the Rockets can keep their identity and like, just check a box that they clearly don't have right now, which is that finisher, that killer, that everybody watching and everybody in the arena knows where the ball is going. It goes there and he can get it done more times than not. The guy that strikes fear into the opponent, in some form or fashion, you don't have that guy. Get that guy and let's keep this thing moving with what we have.
And I see people like, I don't think that Kevin Durant is somebody that wrecks a culture. I don't think that. I watched him go to Golden State and not wreck that culture. Right, like now, especially if something's set. Like we watched him when he went to Golden State, it was set. He just slid in. Mm-hmm. I think there's a similar thing here that this is set, and he can just slide in. Again, I don't have the problem with Giannis either with the culture, but I think that's a thing. Like he's a coach killer. I don't think that is the case. All right, coming up as we continue, one last opportunity for you to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We will do that coming up here in just a second. We'll get you ready for what's going on after us with Texans All Access. And I'm with you, Tyler, man. You got this, man. Can you end on a high note? This may have been the worst week of your life in betting. I'm not sure.
It might be.
We are 6-for-19, 31%. In the bets. Finally, Clint, he's going down from just six, aggressive six, to five.
If you add it to last week, I'm at 100%.
He's only going all basketball. I thought you might mix in some. I thought you might go a little NBA, a little basketball, maybe some hockey. I don't know what. I thought you might do a lot just to kind of mix it up. He is struggling, but this is a night to win. We'll try to win you some money and –